Hello guys, and welcome to my podcast. And since I've been talking about how you can actually make money with a podcast, how you can actually make money with a YouTube channel, how you can actually make money with your online business, then it's pretty reasonable to actually make an episode based on how to make money, you know, with Facebook. So there are plenty of ways you can actually make money with Facebook. Many people think that Facebook is just an online platform for marketing products, and you have to pay, money for that. But there are plenty amazing free traffic methods that I'm about to tell you right now that will actually change that perspective. So listen up, you'll need it. So guys, do you want to actually make, you know, money or passive income without even having to pay any amount? Then listen up. Okay, number one, you can actually create a Facebook group. Then after creating that Facebook group, invite all of your friends. Maybe you have thousands of friends, which is a very huge advantage. And maybe you know that your friends have access to credit cards. If your friends have access to credit cards, right, then of course they will be able to buy your products. But you have to know this. It's a difference between people not being able to buy your products and people being able to buy your products, but they just don't want to buy them, right? So should know the difference between that. So after you know the difference that these people have access, you know, to credit cards, but they just don't like my product, or maybe these people are too young for this, you know, you should know that about your friends. If your Facebook friends, you know, are maybe they do have access to credit cards, maybe they told you, right, maybe they sent a message to you saying that they do have access to credit cards, or maybe they, you know, answered your posts asking them on whether they have access to credit cards. Yeah, here's my trick. If you guys want to find out if your friends have access to credit cards, just create a post related to credit cards. Ask them if they actually have access to credit cards and how old they are. Then just check all the posts, you know, what they posted. And since they commented and said they do have access, then you can pretty much invite them and then see for yourself if they really do. But hey, remember this, it's a difference between them, you know, having access to credit cards and them having access to credit cards but not wanting to buy anything from you, you know. So before inviting your friends, right, make sure that they actually have access to credit cards by creating posts asking them on whether they have credit cards, or just DMing them and then saying, do you have any access to a credit card, or do you have a bank account or anything like that? Ask for that bank information, but don't ask, you know, about that bank number or anything like that, because the thing that you're trying to, you know, that you're trying to commit fraud or something like that. So I kindly recommend just ask for your friend and just ask that person that, do you have any access to a credit card, or do you have a bank account? And then if they say yes, then you've got your answer. You don't have to ask anything else, because if you ask anything else, they'll think that you're trying to sell them something. So just ask whether they have a bank account or whether they have access to a credit card. That's all. Those are the two questions you have to ask. Just choose between the two. If they say yes, you've got your answer, and then you can pretty much do this. Since you got your answer that, okay, your friends on Facebook have access to credit cards, maybe suppose you have 4,000 friends on Facebook, right? Because Facebook has a 5,000 friend limit, meaning that your friends can only reach up to 5,000. Not in the past, like, you know, not like in the past on Facebook where you had about 10,000 friends. Now you only have 5,000 friends. based on the servers of Facebook, but yeah, who cares about that? They're focusing on making passive income, not the amount of friends you can make on Facebook. Okay, so suppose only 1,000 out of your 4,000 friends have access to credit cards, and only 1,000 of them, you know, are pretty much young, they don't have any access to credit cards, or maybe they don't have bank accounts yet. It's okay. You can either recommend something like they use their parents' account numbers, but that seems a little bit too harsh. Then go for, you know, those 3,000 of friends, then focus on selling your products to them. But the last 1,000 that does not have any access to, you know, any bank account or anything like that, then just try to find what they're interested in, right? And then try to market services or try to sell services, like, you know, since maybe your services are related to social media management, maybe your services are related to, you know, affiliate marketing, maybe your services are related to, you know, creating Facebook ads, whatever it is, you can still make money with them. Because hey, do they have parents? You've got your answer. Do they have any family members? Then you've got your answer. So guys, it does not matter whether they have access to a credit card or a bank account. If they have a family member, then of course that family member has access to a bank. All you need to do is just ask them, you know, whether they will pretty much use a family member's bank account or a family member's credit card. That's all. If they agree, it's okay. If they don't, still okay. You have 3,000 friends who have access to credit cards. There's no need for you to waste time, you know, chasing after the last 1,000. You can go for the 3,000 that I've been talking about. So guys, now let's move on to the 3,000, not the 1,000s. You know, like I said, the 1,000s, maybe 1,000 out of your 4,000 friends on Facebook have access. You don't have access to a credit card or a bank account, and only 3,000 of them do. So if it's that way, right, you should pretty much go for the 30,000, you know. So now, since you have 3,000, right, friends on Facebook who have access to credit cards, you can pretty much do affiliate marketing. Look at some recent posts, you know, that they liked, and some recent posts that they pretty much, you know, commented on. If they commented on those posts, or if they liked those posts, focus on marketing products that are related to topics on that post they like. Maybe that post is related to losing weight, right? Then you can pretty much market products related to losing weight. Maybe the post they liked or commented on are posts related to affiliate marketing and how to make money with affiliate marketing. You can actually market opportunities related to affiliate marketing, right? But enough about affiliate marketing. I've just given you another option on how to make money, you know, on Facebook by doing affiliate marketing. But since, you know, spamming your Facebook friends is pretty much against, you know, Facebook's protocol, you should pretty much create a Facebook group or a Facebook page, because that way, that's the only way you can actually get your links out, you know, on a Facebook group or a Facebook page. Or maybe just join a group. You don't have to make your own group, because it pretty much takes a long time to, you know, to get the right amount of members, because maybe your friends won't like your group, you know. So it's pretty much an amazing idea to go for groups that have thousands and thousands of, you know, members. And before trying to do any marketing, right, I kindly recommend you check the rules of the group, you know. If the group's rules don't involve anything to do with spamming or promoting, then you're all right. You can pretty much do all the marketing you want. But if the rules of the group is no spamming and no promoting, then forget it. You know, your link won't be shown at all. It will not at all be available on the group. So check the rules of the group, and then if the rules of the group are not at all related to spamming or, you know, promoting, then of course you can pretty much do all the affiliate marketing you need or all the affiliate marketing you want. But what I kindly suggest is you should pretty much create posts, you know, like creating posts like, who wants to make more money online? You know, create posts like questions, related posts, like asking them questions on whether they want to do this or whether they want to do that. You know, if you ask them questions, right, they'll end up thinking that yeah, it's pretty much a suggestion. You know, this person is not trying to sell me anything, he's just asking whether I want to do this or not. You know, so they'll pretty much decide and then do comments like related to what you asked. Like maybe they'll comment inbox me, or maybe they'll comment interested, or maybe they'll comment, you know, I'm in, or something like that. If they comment something like that, reply to them with that link, you know, and then explain what that link will lead them to, you know, so that you can actually develop and gain some trust from them, you know. So I just told you that you have to create posts that are question related, like asking them a question like, do you want to lose weight? And then if they do, you know, and they comment those exact things, maybe different things, but if the comments that they are commenting are pretty much like, you know, them agreeing, you know, to that recommendation from that post, then of course you can pretty much reply to them with your link, then explain where the link will actually take them to, because you need to gain that trust. You know, don't lie to them. And maybe you say, do you want to lose weight? Then giving them a link to a gym membership. So since I've told you that, you know, you should, your posts and your replies, and by replies I mean the links that you send to the comments that are provided to your post, right, should actually be related to the post. Maybe your post is, do you want to lose weight? Then of course when they comment, right, reply to them with that link related to that post on losing weight, and that link should actually, you know, lead them to something related to losing weight, to a product related to losing weight. You know, that's what the link should lead them to. It shouldn't say, the post shouldn't say, do you want to lose weight? Yet, you know, the reply is a link leading them to affiliate marketing. Hey, remember, the person is commenting on that post because they want to lose weight. They don't want to do affiliate marketing, right? So, but maybe your post is, do you want to make 6 figures with affiliate marketing? Then of course, if they comment, reply to them with a link, you know, related to affiliate marketing, on making money or learning how to make money and then make money with affiliate marketing. Those are the types of links you should reply to them with. Something related to affiliate marketing, you know. You shouldn't say that, do you want to make 6 figures with affiliate marketing, and then the link, and then you reply to them with a link, you know, related to something like, you know, weight loss. You know, you should actually reply to them with a link that will lead them to a product related to making money with affiliate marketing, or learning how to make money with affiliate marketing. Nothing different at all. It should actually be related to your post. So guys, since I've told you the first strategy on making money with affiliate marketing, which is the best strategy of all time, which is affiliate marketing, right? So let's move on to the second method. And the second method is actually offering social media management services, like managing other people's social media. There are plenty of pages, you know, that are pretty much suffering from, you know, low popularity. Maybe they only have 200 likes, you know. Maybe they don't even have any followers. they need help and they want to make money, so they're pretty much helping each other this way. You know, suppose you know a lot about Facebook, you know, and suppose that person is new to Facebook, or maybe that person does not know the new trends on Facebook, right? You can pretty much use that knowledge and actually generating some passive income from that person. That person will be willing to pay you a premium amount, or maybe any amount, right, related to your agreement. Maybe you agreed on, you know, on $200 per hour. Maybe it depends on your agreement. But what I'm trying to say here is, social media management is just pretty much managing someone else's social media. You know, suppose that person has zero followers, and you agree that you would increase that person's amount of followers to 15,000 for a particular amount. Maybe you agreed to a premium amount, maybe you agreed to a weekly amount, maybe you agreed to an hourly amount. It depends on your agreement on how much they're going to pay you if you help them reach, you know, that promised amount of followers. You know, if you can even exceed that amount of followers, you can charge even more. Maybe you promise that person 15,000 followers and you end up making that person 30,000 followers. You can even charge more based on that. You can pretty much make a lot of passive income, you know, just managing someone else's social media, increasing their audience, increasing their popularity. That's all you're doing. Increasing their likes on that page, increasing their followers on that page, increasing the views on their videos, you know, increasing the shares on that content, then getting paid for that just by increasing the page's popularity. So social media management has to be one of the best. Plus, you don't have to pay any amount. All you are doing is pretty much, you know, you're pretty much increasing the popularity of someone else's content. Maybe you are managing someone else's social media page. Maybe you are managing someone else's, you know, content, like a video, like a post. You know, that's all you're doing. You're increasing someone else's social media, maybe someone else's number of followers, maybe someone else's number of likes. That's all you're doing, increasing someone else's popularity on social media in exchange for money. You increase the person's popularity and you get paid based on your agreement. So guys, I've told you that number one, affiliate marketing, the best strategy, because you don't have to pay any amount. All you are doing is marketing someone else's product and then getting paid for that. Number two, I said social media management. You don't have to pay to do social media management, because all you are doing is increasing the popularity of someone else's content and getting paid for that. So is there anything else you can actually do to make money with Facebook? Of course, there are plenty of ways to make money with Facebook, but I'll actually mention them on my bonus episode. So guys, stay tuned and remember to always, you know, enjoy the good vibes. Stay true to yourself, believe in yourself, because I believe in you. And guys, maybe you guys are pretty much into affiliate marketing. There are plenty of links on affiliate marketing. Maybe you want to learn how to generate passive income, or how to generate six figures with affiliate marketing. There are plenty of links on affiliate marketing. Maybe you guys are pretty much in, you know, to social media management. There are plenty of opportunities. So now you can actually make some passive income with social media. There are plenty of links related to making money with social media for free as well. So guys, if you want to actually benefit from my show, not only mentally but also financially, there are plenty of links down below. Don't only benefit mentally, also benefit financially. Gain another bonus, a financial bonus, I mean, by getting this intellectual information. And of course, you're going to get a financial bonus. So guys, do you want to benefit intellectually only, or do you want to benefit intellectually and financially as well. If you want that, then of course there are plenty of links down below. Click down and enjoy your success. Thank you guys, and enjoy the vibes.